brother. Mean government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas.
You know, geeks, and I don't mean the popular definition of a geek, somebody with broken spectacles on with a pocket protector, but real geeks, or people at fairs would bite the heads off of chickens and things, and do other demeaning things to themselves, so that other people watching it could feel good about themselves. Glenn Beck is a geek. He came out and said that the teenagers that were killed, he compared them to Hitler Youth. He said that they had disturbing similarities to the Nazi Party's notorious juvenile wing. And I'm seeing some of this out there with the mainline neocons. Almost, I see the comments praising this shooter, Jim Mars. This is absolutely despicable. I mean, this guy really shows us who he is, and I don't want to get into a Glenn Beck bashing fest. It's just that he does this to just get attention, but I'm seeing other neocons embracing Breivik. What's your view of that?
Right. Well, you know what, actually, and I think it's good that you're focusing on this Norway incident, because I think this is a microcosm of the ideological struggle that's going on today, you know. And, of course, they try to keep everybody separated. And, you know, you've got the Christian right allied with the Zionists, against the Muslims, against the progressives. And yet, you know, there's threads of truth all the way through there. But when you try to unravel that and try to tell the truth, then, you know, you end up, you know, being thrown into one category or another in styles and extremists. I don't know. We need to just watch this carefully and start separating the fact from the fiction, but you can see the spin machines are already in high gear.
Well, you're right. Briefly, getting into drugs, and you were talking about school shootings.
Right. This is a subject that's, of course, of concern to everybody, as well it should be. And yet, what I've found out once you start digging into it, is that virtually every single school shooter, and this includes the rise in teen suicides, involves psychotropic drugs. And, of course, the mass media, the corporate media, will never tell you this because they don't want to antagonize one of their largest advertisers. But the only reason I can't say that every single school shooter was involved with these psychiatric drugs is the fact that they have hidden away, blocked, and censored some of their medical records, such as Cho, the gunman at Virginia Tech. But we were told in Cho's case that he was under psychiatric treatment, which means undoubtedly he was probably being given psychiatric drugs. But we don't know that for certain because they've sequestered his medical records.
And now the Norway shooter was hopped up on a bunch of stuff.
Exactly. That seems to be coming out, too. And, of course, you realize back at first of this year, the leading cause of death in the U.S. military was not war-related. It was suicide. And that was because they're all being medicated with these psychiatric drugs.
Well, obviously they're being medicated, and then the psychiatric drugs make them more suggestible.
Right.
Also, the Prozac-class drugs destroy your inhibition. And that's why every mother you hear about killing their little kids is always on these drugs.
That's right. They're always involved. And by the way, have you ever thought about this, Alex? If you want to be dulled down and take chemicals to get through the day, then you want some Prozac, okay? Which, by the way, the scientific name is fluoxetine, the technical name, fluoxetine, because it's predominantly fluoride. But now, consider this. If you want to take your Prozac, you got to go to a licensed physician. You have to get a prescription so that you can get this fluoride-filled drug. And yet, if you live in two-thirds of the United States where they fluoridate the water, you have non-medical people
well said.
Fluoride into your drinking water.
JimMars.com. Thank you, Jim. Very well said.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food and amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live here, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday edition. It, of course, is Tuesday, the 26th day of July, 2011. And I know we've got callers holding, so I'm going to go to your calls. Peter in Switzerland, Jackie in Texas, Rourke in Texas, Habu in Wisconsin, Sean in New York. I'm going to get to everybody in one moment. Then I'm going to get into Obama holding the country hostage, terrorizing people last night, saying we're going to have a total depression if you don't raise the debt ceiling and that 80 million people won't get their government checks. 80 million. And Tiny Tim Geithner has been repeating the same stuff. They're already defaulting. They're already devaluing the dollar. That's what this signifies. But it kills it over a few years. It doesn't bring it all to an abrupt halt. And in the process of killing the dollar, the central banks transfer more of the economy over to themselves. They create the derivative black hole to wreck the real economy and then consolidate it. And so we're going to be getting into that. We're going to be getting into the Dream Act as America goes bankrupt. California moves to give free tuition to the illegal aliens. I mean, as the state is completely bankrupt, as carbon taxes go into effect, this is the system. And you're like, but that wrecks California. They want to wreck it. They want to wreck it. Okay? Let's go to Peter in Switzerland. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Point is that after the events in Norway, one of the first things that myself, and it's funny speaking with colleagues here, Swiss were saying, my God, this could happen here too. The Swiss are also not in the EU, also are not helping out with the Greek bailouts. And it's a pretty much an open society here.
Now, are the Swiss you're talking to having any suspicions? I mean, the good news about Switzerland is you've got so many guns that he would have to find an island or a victim disarmament zone so that they could do this. I mean, Norway, it turns out, has a lot more guns per capita. It's the 11th most gun-owning country in the world, though they have a lot of restrictions. People still have guns. So he had to go find a political island where they wouldn't allow guns to protect the political ruling class to be able to carry this out. Evidence how lack of guns creates a zone where these type of tragic events can take place. I mean, somebody comes around here wanting to do a mass shooting, they're going to be met by people that work here that are CHL holders, and they're going to be met by yours truly, and so it's not going to happen.
Okay. Two other quick points.
But I'm asking you a question. I want to hear your points, but, I mean, what are the Swiss saying?
Well, I mean, it's open here. Anybody can drive a truck right in front of the Parliament building here. I mean, it's completely open.
Yeah, Texas had that until just a few years ago. Now they got metal detectors in. You can't drive your car onto the Capitol. And then if terrorists bomb the street down the road, will we then shut down the streets themselves? Will we be like North Korea where the entire political district is barbed wire? Yes, it's called Homeland Security. It's called TSA. Go ahead and make your point. Sorry.
Okay, other couple points. Price of gold continues to go up in dollars. In Swiss francs, if you take a look at the kilogram price in Swiss francs over the last 6 months, it's been flat.
Yeah.
So this is directly having to do with the direct devaluation of the U.S. dollar against foreign currencies.
You're absolutely right. And now gold today is at $1,614.80. And you're absolutely right. In fact, tracking that, gold is flat with the Swiss franc. Gold is flat in the few other countries that are sovereign and have stable currencies, because your country is not run by the globalists. It's run by the Swiss people, who the system is trying to beguile into joining the EU like Ireland did. Notice how as soon as Ireland entered, they were suddenly went from, you know, the fastest growing and best country in Europe after Switzerland to completely imploding overnight, because they signed a contract to allow the central banks to take them over. They literally agreed to let the vampire in their front door. So, of course, you know, he snuck in at night and sucked them dry. That's what vampires do. It's like the story of the frog and the scorpion. And the scorpion comes over to the frog and says, well, you give me a ride across the river you know, to the other side. And the frog said, no, you're a scorpion. You'll sting me. The scorpion said, no, I promise I won't. Just give me a ride. So the frog gives the scorpion the ride, and they get over to the other side, and the scorpion jumps off, stings the frog. The frog rolls over in pain and says, you killed me. You know, why did you do that? And he said, I'm a scorpion. And, you know, people need to grow up and realize this, and they could go in there. You know, like the media is like, we don't know why oil prices are going up. It must be them Arabs. We don't know why gold prices and food prices are going up. And then the government says, well, actually, commodities aren't going up. There's no inflation. Just some more lies, more just brazen, ridiculous stalling while they loot us 7 ways from Sunday. And you go to look at the Swiss franc. Gold is flat. Gold is flat. Because gold hasn't gone up in prices. Gas hasn't. But by the way, it's not just gold and oil. Stock markets, all these idiots that go, well, yeah, the economy's in bad shape, but the stock market's been going up. Of course the stock market goes up, because it takes more dollars, and still the world reserve currency, to be denominated into whatever currency you're buying stock with, to buy the stock. The stock hasn't gone up. It's being inflated because it's a digital currency as well at the end of the day. Anything else, caller from Switzerland?
Yes, last point. A number of Swiss banks are announcing conference calls for their clients on August 2nd, having to do with the potential collapse of the U.S. dollar if there's no solution with increasing the number of dollars being printed.
Absolutely. Good point. Appreciate your call. My dad had a patient come in who he's known for more than a decade who works at the IRS here in South Austin. And they've been told that they're going to lay off, half of the seasonal workers that work 6 to 8 months a year. And that, and a lot of folks in Austin work at the IRS because this is the IRS processing center for 4 states, or is it 5 states? I forget. And that if it continues the shutdown, that they're going to lay off the permanent employees. Now, this is done to fearmonger them. What did Obama come out and say last night? He said, I need the people to get involved. I need the people to realize you're going to lose your goodies. So, see, they've got more than 80 million. Obama's saying 80 million get welfare checks, Social Security checks, food stamps. It's a lot more than that. You're talking, I've done the math, it's more like 120 million or so. Then you've got, on top of that, you've got contractors that are living off the government. I mean, we got a case of cancer, and the cancer's taken over most of the body, and people are praising the cancer, saying we couldn't live without this. Why? It's part of our brain. It's part of our heart. It's part of our lungs. And we're going, no, it's growing. We need to cut it out. And they're like, no, no. You cut the blood supply off of the cancer, other tissues might not get the blood. I mean, that's what the point. And again, it's all about dependency, where the majority of people are dependent on government and where nobody wants their part of the pie cut. And meanwhile, the bankers are financing it all out of thin air, but then getting real assets out of it when we default. This is about taking the greatest creditor nation in the world 50 years ago. In 1960, folks, we were still the greatest creditor nation in the world. We were still the greatest creditor nation in the 70s. It was about taking this country and the states and getting us all in debt and teaching kids how to use credit cards and that leveraging yourself with debt is the way to make money. And, yeah, as long as the bankers are flooding you with liquid cash, it's okay. But it gets you dependent. Now they're entering the final phase of total implosion, where they've got you totally junkied out and no amount of Federal Reserve heroin's going to help you. And of course, they're the drug dealer. They're coming out like gangbusters. And now the government money junkies are going to start robbing the computers and stereos and jewelry in society. And that's why you see the crime exploding. And they're going to raise the taxes. They're going to tell the giant hordes of people who are living at subsistence level, who've had their economic destiny destroyed, they're going to say, hey, you want to keep half your pension fund, don't you, police? Then support raising taxes. You want to keep half your pension funds, don't you? And people say, yes, raise taxes so we can just keep something. And then they hyperinflate the currency more and destroy what you've got left. But it takes a couple of years, so the general public who's thinking, I'm going to come back and go to Jackie, Rourke, Habu, Sean, and others and try to hurry through your calls. But, you know, the caller raised so many important points that I'm going to get more into this. I saw a statistic yesterday. I think it was on CNN. In fact, Jeremy, try to pull this up. They were looking at Google Analytics in the search terms, and I believe they said it was 400 to 1. 400 to 1. The amount of searches about an NFL shutdown that there were about the debt ceiling. Well, listen, when you've got the men of this country sitting around all day talking about people throwing balls back and forth, one of our crew was making the point about, you know, they'll interview LeBron James and say, tell us about the game. Well, I threw this guy the ball, then he threw me the ball, and then he did a really good job with the return of the ball. Grown men talking about throwing balls back and forth. We've got savage criminal foreign banks who've economically captured us. All the wealth and the largesse, all of it's going away. We are hurtling towards total collapse. They admit in mainstream news they are preparing the military for economic collapse. They didn't just prepare this. They engineered the collapse. That's why back in the 90s they were getting ready for this. They knew what they were going to do when they got rid of Glass-Steagall. And you've got grown men who get all excited and sit around and talk about their favorite football team. because these aren't men. These are little boys with arrested development. And so, yes, you're going to be conquered because you're not men, you're little boys.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place against the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Live. Let's go ahead and talk to Jackie in Texas. Jackie, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I have two comments, the second about the Oslo shooting, and then can I please ask you a question? Is that okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, my first comment is, please, if you're listening, consider, because this is open to everyone, signing the petition at Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. That's ae911truth.org. Please sign the petition, because these people are doing such a great job. And
yeah, we have them on the show, and we cover 9/11 Truth. But go ahead.
It's so important. And the second one, I love listening to Dr. Pechenik, but I totally agree with you that after the Oslo shooting, the first article I read was AP, and it said, the first paragraph, he's a Christian, blue-eyed, who grew vegetables, belonged to a gun club, owned a gun club, and I thought, oh, my gosh, it's so obvious. You know, we are the enemy now. We're the ones, thanks to your hard work and so many other people seeking liberty, we are the ones that they want to target. There's no longer the Muslims. It's the white Christians. So I keep joking with my friends, yeah, be careful about those, you know, be careful of the Christians who are growing vegetables. You know, they're the real dangerous ones now.
No, first they create all this fake white guilt so that white Europeans will give up all of their liberties and sovereignty. And then they go, and by the way, you're all Nazi terrorists. And so this is now your guilt, and Americans have been taught that. You know, go for the government-run health care and the death panels, or you don't like black people. I mean, they just inject it into everything, Jackie. Great points. Any other points you'd like to make?
Well, I just wanted to ask you if you had an opinion about, in the next 5 to 10 years, if you believe Australia will be a much safer place to be than the United States.
No, I don't think so. They're bringing in the carbon taxes there. They are passing all sorts of anti-free speech laws. Aussies are great people. I'd love to visit Australia someday. And I have my opinion of Australia from what Aussies have told me and the news. They tried to pass total internet censorship there just 2 years ago, but that narrowly failed. And I think the entire West is run by the very same globalist who, just like a lion, will run in and kill baby male lions. The globalists are targeting the best and brightest and most educated and most wealthy countries and people because any type of brain power is a threat to them. Any type of individualism is a threat to them. Any type of cohesion with individuals, like the family, is anathema. This is a total takeover of the species, just like Monsanto is a total takeover of the genetic code of all the plants. I appreciate your call. I mean, this is about domination. This is about their will being carried out. And to have their will completely carried out, they must destroy every form of independence. It is a war against all that is good. That's why it's a culture of death, a culture of men being arrested development children, women being floozy tarts, no future for children, no future for any cohesion, pure weakness. They are sending psychic death into our psyche so that we stand down and basically fall over. Let's talk to Rourke in Texas. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I ran across a web page that I wanted to discuss with you. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it's on this website called RealZionistNews.com, and it's entitled The Jewish Murderers of the Russian Revolution. And then in a subtitle...
Yeah, no, listen, I appreciate your call. You think I'm going to plug a website with a guy with a big beard and a clown suit? Who says that I work for Israel? I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, look, let's just say it this way. I'm Jewish and I work for Israel. Okay. All right. There. Done. As you can hear on the whole show, that's what we do. I also work for the Vatican. I also work for Reptoids. Okay. We're done. You know what? Now that we know that what do they claim? Work for the Brothmans. Yes, that's right. Now that we know the truth about that, can we talk about 150 animal hybrids grown in UK labs, human-animal hybrids? Do you have any idea what this means? Do you have any idea? See, this is all COINTELPRO, and I've proven with those folks that's what that is. It's about attacking someone who's trying to wake people up to make it all about infighting instead of the people getting together.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Smithing and do all kinds of things.
You even sell guns.
We even.
Don't go to the rabble slave with a weapon. Disarm him. Get the guards. Disarm him immediately. Burn one of the slaves. Have a weapon. Crazy
one. I want to be crazy. Crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have an abduction without presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac just proudly speaking his mind. It was really wild, but the more I heard it made a whole lot of sense to me. I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping the blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. sophistication. Talking about what's been going on around the world and here in the nation. They all seem to turn like a pack of wolves when Alex goes on the air. In spite of the facts, they launch their attacks, and I just don't think fair. I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have an assumption about a presumption that no one's going on. Then I control bananas at the global clowns and your aristocratic bone. I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. Yeah, I wanna be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
This clip's from like 5 years ago. Listen to this. Keep it rolling.
I'm your Christian leader. Never mind Skull and Bones. Never mind Bohemian Grove. Never mind my actual policies. Just buy my rhetoric, buy my lies, because you're my slaves. We're going to put in a Democrat later who works for the exact same people, and you're going to laugh at them when they do it. All you Democrats that hate the Patriot Act and all you Democrats that hate the police state, you're suddenly going to love it.
Visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want. All right, we're back live, and I do have a lot of news. I want to get more into the debt ceiling, what it really means. I want to go to Habu, Sean, Chris, Bob, Otter, and others. Before we do that, then we've got Alan Watt joining us coming up in the third hour today. We'll also have some open phones while Alan joins us, always extremely informative. We're going to be talking to him about a host of issues, including cross-human animal clones. And I have a special report that I'm working on with Aaron that'll be out tomorrow, really documenting this in great detail that we're going to premiere here on air on the Wednesday edition. And then we'll also be put out on the YouTube channel for the entire world so that hopefully millions of people will watch this key subject. But I want to go back to that last caller earlier, not because people are attacking me. That goes with the territory, and that's to be expected. I'm someone who studied history, studied mass movements, and I've decided to work with the truth because it's such a powerful weapon and because I'm on the side of truth. That doesn't mean I'm perfect. I'm fallible just like everybody else. I make mistakes all the time. I look back on things I've done and say, why on earth did you act like that? I certainly have a lot of problems. I struggle with a lot of issues. Trying to control myself, things like that, because I'm much more cogent and focused when I am calm and I think overall more effective. But then I talk to major media people that like the show and they say they enjoy the rants. I've had folks say, why don't you do rants every day at a certain time? Because they're not scripted, ladies and gentlemen. You couldn't work this much and do what I do and script anything. I understand people not wanting to trust anybody. I understand that because in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, to quote George Orwell precisely. You know, Jim Mars talked about that earlier in the last hour. I get attacked more than anybody pretty much on the internet who's involved in alternative news and information for a lot of reasons. A, I'm very approachable. I don't put on airs. I try to have a lot of people on. I try to promote other folks, and that actually creates a lot of disdain and anger. Because if you're number one and aloof, you know, it's lonely at the top. It's self-imposed loneliness because people learn, my God, when you're on top, people grovel to your face, but they most people who are unfortunately not winners, they hate you. And folks hate anyone that is successful, especially if you're successful in your own right, self-made. And they cannot believe that anyone could be self-made. And I think at the end of the day, that's what's really sad about it. When someone attacks me with false lies and things, it doesn't hurt me that I'm being attacked. In fact, one of the things I'm really ashamed of, and I've repented for this, and I've stopped doing it in the last couple of years, is that I really like being attacked and lied about. It's very sick, and it's wrong. And I've caught myself even doing things on air sometimes, so I'll be attacked, because I really enjoy it. It's very sick, and it's not like sadomasochistic. It's funny. I like it. Watson has the same type of weird humor. And I don't know if it's Anglo-Saxon or what it is, but the point is that we all, he still tries to bring me these delicacies, and I try to not ask him if he has any. Sometimes I call him and say, have you found any new lies about me? Because it's so funny. But see, everything is multifaceted. I mean, it got to where a couple of years ago, I was spending an hour or two every night, staying up late, really enjoying myself, drinking beer, trying to find the most horrible things people are saying about me. And then I realized at the end of the day that overall that's hurting the movement towards liberty. And so I shouldn't be spending time in I don't know what you'll call it, looking for that form of entertainment. Charlie Sheen finds it to be a wonderful form of entertainment. I introduced him to that 4 or 5 years ago, and that's why I made the Vatican assassin jokes. You know, people say Charlie and I are Vatican assassins. And, I mean, that's really funny, folks. I mean, it is. And so we spent hours before watching things and rolling and, having enjoyment from that. But Charlie, as you know, is a comedic actor and been in a lot of famous comedies. He's a big fan of kind of the airplane style of comedy. I told you I have a really bad sinus headache today, so I'm a little bit dingy. I'm going to go to your calls. It's hard to articulate a complex situation, but I know the thinkers out there totally understand where I'm coming from. So the reason I just told that whole story is, at a fundamental level, I don't mind people attacking me and lying about me, unless they say things that are criminal. You know, the people that then say I'm doing criminal things, you know, then, but you know what? I just analyze that. It's if I know someone personally and have helped them, and then they lie about me, then it's not funny. People I've never met where it's not personal, that's when it's funny. So I'm here just kind of analyzing this, because I'm a public figure. And, man, if my detractors had any idea, and a lot of them are government COINTELPRO, but most of them are just jealous and powerless people. And they have such low images of themselves that they can't believe somebody could be real. They can't believe that someone could really be standing up against the New World Order and really having an effect. They just can't believe it. And so they say, I'm a murderer. They say, I work for Israel. They say, I work for the Vatican. They say, I'm Bill Hicks. They say anything. And if it's said on the Internet, it must be true. You know, it's like they'll just say on a YouTube video, CIA. Just no proof, no nothing. They just say it. And it's like, there is the proof. that's one of Watson's favorite jokes. It's like, CIA, it's true. It says it there. But when I'm in a focused, more pious psychological position and not in a nasty worldly view, I don't laugh at it. It's very painful, but not because I'm being lied about. I'm lying at, I am angry that these people are lying, and they're lying to themselves is what I'm trying to say. Again, it's so complex. It gets into psychology, and I don't even know how to articulate it. I don't even know how it's like a view that they don't believe anything can be fixed, and they don't believe that anything can be made better. And so all these different hundreds of groups all attack each other, and they all attack their own families, and they just run around in a nasty, trollish way, just being incredibly negative. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating, and I don't want to be sucked in to that nastiness. I don't want to respond to it. I want to see people be sophisticated. I want to see people be able to have complex thoughts and complex understandings. I mean, they say that we all lie in one way or another every day. And most of the time, it's unconscious. We lie to ourselves. And I forget the philosopher that said, you know yourself. That's the most important thing, and then you can understand the world. But if you can't look at yourself and be honest with yourself, then how are you going to be honest with anybody else? I mean, here's an example, and I'm going to your calls, and I don't want callers to get off into this. I don't know why I got off into it. I don't know why I spent 8 minutes earlier talking about sneezing on air. Well, I know why. I'm a little bit dingy today. People say that, well, Alex Jones works for ABC News. And they say it because, I don't know, people 6, 7, 8 years ago who knew that they were lying went and took the fact that the one of the satellites that Ted leases to send our radio show to radio affiliates was an ABC satellite. And he was actually leasing it when it was another company, I forget the name, and then it got bought by ABC, and it's since been sold 2 or 3 times. And, of course, anybody who runs a radio station is laughing because they know there's only 3 or 4 satellites you can get on to be delivered. And anybody, you could start a gardening show about rodeos, whatever you wanted. From your own house, you could go lease. Well, the satellites changed names again. I forget the name of the new company. And folks can go find the name of that company and find out who's on its board of directors and give them some ideas and then go say that I work for all of those people. But they're lying to themselves when they do that. And we all lie to ourselves sometimes about how much we eat or what we do. All I'm saying is you need to be honest with yourselves. I mean, intellectually, like it scores a point against Alex Jones to lie and say that I work for ABC because you could years ago go up to their website and see us listed there as someone who leases time from them, and that, you know, what channel of the satellite the Genesis shows are on. I mean, it's people playing on the ignorance of others. And I learned years ago, to my shock and horror, you could even tell these people, you could even send them an email and say, here's the phone number, you can call ABC News, and you can find out that you can lease time on the satellite they bought, and that this is how you're on talk radio. This is what radio stations have as receivers. And they send an email back to you going saying, no, you know, you're going down, scumbag. Ooh, we've got you now. And you email them back and say, no, this ABC thing isn't hurting me. It's don't you want to know the truth? I mean, I don't work for ABC. You know, they steal who you really are and then present something that isn't true, and it's not done to seek the truth. It's done just because they're angry that I'm successful and they're not. But they're not successful because of the type of people they are. You're not successful because of who you have become. And no amount of hate and no amount of striking out at people that you think are more successful than you is going to help you. There's another example of this. And again, I've totally digressed, and I shouldn't even have gotten off all into this. I probably should have called in sick today with the broadcast. Because when I don't feel well, I tend to just focus on more parochial things going on in my head and then all the news, because it's painful to look at this news. I mean, it's scary, and I know why people live in denial. I know why they had hundreds of times the people surfing the NFL and would there be a shutdown, would there be a strike or whatever was going on in the last few days, then we're looking at the debt ceiling. I mean, I know why people want to totally embrace mindlessness because responsibility is frustrating. And it's safe to just talk about football all day. You're not going to have a bunch of detractors and people calling for you to be murdered if you're talking about the NFL. But, you know, I have children, and I want them to have a good future. It comes down to that. If you don't have children, you don't know why folks that have children say, hey, I'm involved because I have children. But it's more than that. I like humanity. You know, I see the good things in people, and I know we've got such a greater potential. But we're entering a phase technologically where we're going to destroy ourselves if we don't get a hold of this. And if we don't do something about the corrupt elites that are in power. So at the end of the day, I just say ignore Alex Jones and the debates about me. Focus on issues.
Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
You know, I am just completely blown away by how crazy the world is. And I just constantly keep thinking about the fact that they admit they've got all these cross-human animal clones and they're using them for body parts, experiments, and it's all over the news. And it's not even a big issue. It's just like, oh, yeah. Oh, forget cloning sheep. Yeah, we've been cloning humans a long time. We kept it secret from you. And the government's putting stuff in the water to give us cancer and dumb us down. And we have the government documents and we know the Nazis used it at their camps. And then I'd say half the so-called alternative news websites out there spend all day talking about me instead of talking about news and information, and they're so stupid, they don't even know that actually makes me bigger, that you're giving me power. You're making me bigger. You're making people say, who is Alex Jones? The funny thing is, I don't even want it to be about me. I want it to be about the information. I want a future. I want good things. I thought growing up everybody was like me, that they were honest, that they liked seeing their neighbors do well, that they liked it when people had a good-looking girlfriend. You know, I'm the type of person that sees a good-looking couple and I don't get mad at them, that the guy's better-looking than I am, that the woman's super beautiful, and I that's good. And now I've learned that a lot of people get angry by that. And they get angry by people's wealth. And they get angry by people's art and poetry. I found out that a lot of famous writers and poets and film directors and people are hated by their contemporaries because they're the best. And then I realized that's how the globalists are. They've taken over through fraud and corruption. And they sold themselves that Machiavellian End Justifies the Means is beautiful and powerful, and really it's horrible. And I can't believe that I am a shining specimen of goodness when I know how bad I am. I mean, I try to be good. I try to be honest. I try to get things right. And I get things wrong. I subconsciously lie. Because I don't want to hurt people's feelings. I don't want to go all the way. I don't want to. And then I see people who consciously want to lie, who consciously sit around and think about ways to manipulate people. I don't even know what to say anymore. It's just we're in so much trouble. We're in so much trouble. The FDA last week said they're just going to allow total unlimited GMO on the shelves everywhere. No testing, no nothing. I mean, do you have any idea what this means? Do you have any idea how much trouble we're in? We're under full globalist assault. Habu, Sean, Chris, Bob, Otter, I'm going to go to you right now. Habu, you're on the air. Thanks for holding while I've been babbling.
Thank you for taking my call. And it's always good to listen to you. I'm a faithful listener. May I please make two comments? You know, lost in the din of this whole thing about Norway is President Obama's push for free trade agreements. He is right now pushing for this Colombian, Panamanian, and South Korean free trade agreement. This is something that's going to completely devastate our already eviscerated workforce. And here they're talking. Look at this doublespeak. They're talking about debt ceiling. What it's going to be is, American taxpayers will have to pay these displaced workers funds to tide them over while they kind of adjust. And then these people are going to be out of jobs permanently. So that means even less monies flowing into the coffers.
Now, but at the end of the day, it's consolidating the wealth and making people dependent, which is the end game. And yes, they're trying to ram through a whole bunch of trade deals with South Korea, you name it, and every time they do a trade deal, the trade disparities get even worse. We'll be right back with Habu in 1 minute. More call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.